Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Coyote by Linda Barnes, narrated by C.J. Critt. This book is copyrighted 1990 by Linda Appleblatt Barnes. This recording is copyrighted 1994 by Recorded Books. Carlotta Carlisle, private eye and part-time cabbie, has a new client. It was when the mysterious woman showed up at the door, speaking only in broken English and clutching a newspaper, detailing the discovery of a mutilated corpse in the Boston Fens. It didn't take long for Carlotta to realize this was not going to be an easy case. And now, Coyote.
Chapter 1. A pickle may not remember getting pickled, but that doesn't make it a cucumber. That's what my mom used to tell me when I was a kid. She reserved it for occasions on which I pleaded forgetfulness, for anything from forgot to make my bed to forgot to do my homework. She'd recite it in Yiddish, and I always thought it was a direct quote from her mother, who had heard it in turn from her own mom, my great-grandmother, a formidable woman, a redhead like me, reputedly 7 feet tall. People exaggerate. She was probably no more than my own 6'1". I wanted to repeat the pickle saying to the woman in my office, the one who couldn't remember where she'd acquired my business card. But she wouldn't have understood the Yiddish. As a matter of fact, she wouldn't have understood the English either. Her name was Manuela Estefan. She sat in the client's chair by the side of my roll-top desk, her pinched face framed by dark hair. She wore a white blouse with a V-neck, long sleeves, and some kind of embroidery on the collar and cuffs. I'm no needlework expert, but the design didn't have the flattened look of machine stitchery, and I got the idea it might be homemade. With the blouse, she wore a dark cotton skirt and black pumps. Her hands were tightly clasped in her lap. She blinked, as if she hadn't seen sunlight for days, and I wondered if I should yank the shade on the September sunset. Her name was one of the few things we'd established. This was because she spoke little English, and I spoke little Spanish.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?